This is Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.org, and this is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. Beware, it's Christmas time and Krampus is afoot. That, at least, is what's happening with my guest, professional artist Bill Rude, who not only creates a genre called retro horror art, but he introduces people to the darker side of Christmas folklore by portraying a very fun Christmas demon called Krampus. We've been talking about what's going to be happening one week from today, Downtown Art Walk, where Bill and a group, the Krampus Los Angeles Performance Troupe, are going to be portraying Krampuses, or I guess Krampi would be the word then, Bill, the plural.
I think so.
Krampi.
I think so.
And after that happens, you had started to tell me there is the Naughty or Nice show at Bergamot Station's CoPro Gallery on the 14th. Tell me about what you're exhibiting in that, please.
So we'll be appearing there with our Krampus group, and then, like you pointed out, I'll also have a painting there. The painting that I'm doing is actually another legend out of Bavaria that precedes Krampus by, I think, a couple hundred years, and it is the legend of Frau Perkta. And Frau Perkta is a shape-shifting witch, and she visits homes on the 12 days of Christmas, between Christmas and the Epiphany. And if you're good, she will leave you a single silver coin. And in this case, she's usually depicted as a beautiful white forest spirit. Otherwise, if you're bad, she is she resembles a little bit more of a haggard old crone. And instead of giving you a single silver coin, she will visit your house, she will cut you open, remove your stomach, and stuff you full of straw.
It seems
so that's
that her...
Frau Perkta for you. And you can... And you always know it's her, no matter which form she's in, because she has one large goose-like foot, which people think is because she has the ability to shape-shift into animals, and something had gone awry at one point.
She sounds like somebody that nobody wants to run afoul of on Christmas Eve, because, frankly, she sounds like a CEO in some ways.
Exactly, exactly. And actually, this kind of comes into the sort of the linguistics of Krampus, and the pluralization and things, where in Austria, when they have a Krampus run, they actually won't refer to everyone as Krampus. They refer to them as the Perkten, because Frau Perkta supposedly has an entourage of forest folk, enchanted beasts and creatures that travel with her. Some of them are beautiful, some of them are ugly, all different walks, but they're known as the Perkten. And Krampus, though, is not considered a Perkten, has been associated with her. So when they have these big herds of Krampus groups, a lot of times they're referred to as the Perkten in Austria.
They're Frau Perkta's retinue. Did not know that. We have some real cosplay enthusiasts here at PCC. Coming back to the art walk that you and your fellow Perkten are going to be a part of on the 12th, what if some of the people listening would like to do cosplay and come dressed as Krampus? Can they do that to Art Walk?
I am not entirely sure what the situation is at the Art Walk. The Art Walk is actually going to be like an organized situation. So you would have to be a part of the Krampus group to get all the details, like where to meet, where to dress up. Because these costumes are, most of them are handmade and they're huge, and every Krampus has a wrangler to essentially like help them get into these things. So to participate in the actual Krampus run, you would have to contact the Krampus group through either their Facebook page or their website, and get the details through there just to make it smoother. Otherwise, I'm sure that if you were just there and you wanted to dress up, people would love it. You know, we would definitely appreciate more people who are kind of supporting the event and the theme of the evening. But I can't guarantee that they can get in to where, like, the specific performances and things would be happening.
And, in fact, we should give the information one more time. KrampusLosAngeles.com is where people can get more information about the Krampus Troupe. KrampusLosAngeles.com. We're spelling that with a K. Now, your Krampus Fest wraps up with what looks like a big party on December 21st. We started to talk about that briefly before. What is that again? Krampus Rumpus?
Oh, yeah, that's another party which I, again, will not be in town for. So I know the least about that because I've known for a long time I wouldn't be there. But it is essentially going to kick off, I shouldn't say kick off, it's going to tie up the big Krampus festive season for the group and then transition into Christmas so everyone is in a pleasant mood for the holidays and get all of the demon stuff behind them.
Should be a lot of fun. I'm curious about something you say on your website, coming back to your art. You say that the emotional lure you use to draw a viewer into your art, even though you draw retro horror, it's not fear, it's nostalgia. What do you mean by that?
Well, a lot of the work, if people are able to go to the website at some point and look at the work, it might be a little better sense of what I mean as I explain this. But what I do, I recreate a lot of things, and I try to focus on authenticity. So my fairy tale illustrations, I try to create in a classically drawn style. So it's very like thin line, pen and ink, white paper, black and white, and it's very, very focused on the detail and renderings of a scene out of like a fairy tale. Always horrific, of course. So if in the case of Hansel and Gretel, it is the moment that Gretel is pushing the witch into the oven while Hansel is hanging upside down over the kitchen table. Or Billy Goat's Gruff, it's the moment that the big Billy Goat is in conflict with the troll, sending him over the edge of the bridge. So so there's that that desire for authenticity. But other parts of my work, I'm actually recreating other styles, such as old 1950s B-movie posters for movies that have never existed, like 1960s pulp novel covers for books that were never written. And a lot of that is just what lures me into it, and how I want to lure in a viewer is looking at that time period and wondering, was this real? I know it's not real as I'm looking at it, but there's like a part of me that it's the nostalgia of how it fits into my memories questions that. And so people should know that they're fake, because when you see the originals, you see the original in front of you, and you know that it was never a real movie. But it's that nostalgic process of the design and the way things were, and the authenticity of like the typesetting and the colors and the painting style that, that I'm hoping are going to pull people in.
Let's mention that website again, which is sevenhills.com. That's sevenhills.com for your original work. And when we come back from our break, I'd really like to know where you got that name, a little bit more about what the future is for you.
You and I
are listening to artist Bill Rood. Once again, his website, sevenhills.com, for retro horror art. And this is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. We'll be back in just a moment on LancerRadio.org.